you know.
Look, can I come and interview in Spain?
Anytime. Why not?
I'm gonna put that to manager, and I might get a holiday there.
Why not?
Is this going to be your first fight with the new MGM?
Yeah. So my first fight for them, and you know, looking up to move. You know, it's exciting. They've said, you know, they're going to get me moved on quick as really, because I've been set back a little bit, Anna. So I'm looking to move. You know, get the wins.
So what's the plan then? You know, you've got, obviously we've got the defence, mandatory defence that you have to put. And I just want to clear this up. A lot of people have been messaging me regarding the fact that Nav's fighting in Ramadan. But, you know, for boxing fans, or boxing fans will probably know this, but your average fan isn't aware that most people, when they become a title holder, have a set period to actually defend their title.
Yeah, that's right.
And Nav hasn't had any say in actually defending the title in terms of the date. So that's one reason. So to clear out, you know, to the people listening out there thinking, well, why is Nav fighting around that? That is the main reason. That is something that the BBCA, is it British Broadcasting?
British Board of Control.
They're the ones that set these kind of things, and then it leads to the managers themselves to set dates itself. So that's the reason why it's in Ramadan. But again, you know, get down to Magna, you know, 4th of July. Yeah, you're the main bill.
Yeah, I don't know the order, but I think I will be.
And what time roughly do you reckon you'd be going on?
With the time, I'm not 100% sure, but it will be any time, probably after 9, 10. It could get later than that, but I'm not 100% what time the show starts. Literally, it starts around about 7, but depending on how many fights are on and what time and how many rounds they're doing.
And so yours is actually scheduled to go the full 10, well, not full 10, but 10 rounds, isn't it?
It's a 10 freeze.
I'm looking at your record here now, right? You know, we know that you can go the record because, you know, 83% rounds boxed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go the distance, whichever fight you take on, whether it's a 3-rounder, 6-4, 6, or whether it's a 10-rounder.
Yeah.
You know, and impressive 29% KO record.
Yeah, you know, I'm gaining that strength now, and especially, like I said earlier, doing your weight right, it has a lot of effect on to your fight. So I'm carrying my strength now into the ring, you know, the strength that I've got. So see, like, you could spar looking strong, but as he gets close to your fight, boom, all his strength's gone because you haven't done your weight right. But when you do your weight right and you get down to your weight and on time, you do carry that strength in the ring. So now I'm feeling a lot stronger, and I'm carrying it into the ring, and it's improving.
And do you feel, you know, because some boxers, you know, you see the likes of Mayweather and Co, who move up the ranks, and same with Amir Khan, you know, they're moving up different ranks, and you see them having a title at this weight. Do you feel that at your weight, you know, like middleweight, that is your weight, or can you actually feel yourself in a few years' time maybe moving up? Or because you started your career as a super welterweight, didn't you?
Yeah, the start, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about going welter, but, you know, like I said, it's about cutting way too much down and, you know, feeling almost dead. So we fought light middle, and I'll make light middle now and strong, so I'm going to stick at it and to see, you know, as I'm growing and growing. So if I have to move up, I will. But right now, I'm feeling confident, light middle.
That's brilliant. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Again, questions, if anyone wants to put them, look, I ain't scared of Nav, even though he's sitting right in front of me. So my listeners, right, pick up that phone. Nav ain't going to bite back, and Nav definitely can't punch you over the phone. But you've still got time. Time's actually flying. We were thinking, you know, where's that hour going to go? But we're, 15 minutes away from actually finishing the first hour of the segment. But there is still time. 0114-2425-200 or what's that mean? 07-88-55-99-786. That telephone number again, which I mentioned to you, if you want to get direct tickets for Nav's next fight with Sam Sheedy, which is the defence of his light middleweight English belt, it is 07-463-036-116. Again, if you've got a pen and paper, 07-463-036-116. Who else in your team then, you know, have you got out there that's, you know, helping you out, you know, sponsor-wise, if we've got any listeners, if we've got, you know, businesses that get involved with Imani FM themselves, you know, if there was someone out there that maybe thought, you know what, Nafsan's a really great lad, he's got a great future in front of him, I want a piece of this, and I want to try and get involved and help him, how do they do that, or are you physically actively looking for them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as sport, boxing sport, it's a hard sport. You know, you got to be fully dedicated to it, so you can't have any jobs. I used to work as a with kids who were really naughty. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked with them since I was about 16, 17. Working with them is a challenge. Enjoyable, really good. I really enjoyed it. But as I progressed, it got harder because you want that recovery time after your training that you can't get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to go out there and earn your money. And that's when the sponsors do come in and useful.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can cover your costs, cover your travels, you know, and that could be a massive help, you know. Just so all you've got to do is concentrate and think about your fight rather than, you know, thinking about making your money and how to travel and get all your stuff and your gear.
Yeah. So again, potential sponsors, right, if they're out there. Best way to get in touch with your Facebook and Twitter.
Is
that number possible for them, the one that we're giving out for the tickets?
They can get in contact with that number as well.
So again, definitely, you know, if there's any of my listeners out there, you know, who are into boxing or businesses and think, you know what, we want to get behind Nav and we want to back him, then as I've mentioned with the tickets too, Facebook, which is Navid Mansouri, or Twitter, Nav Mansouri. That's all one word, no hyphens, no underscores, no nothing, just Nav Mansouri. Or you can WhatsApp, you can ring Nav for the tickets or the sponsorship, and that number is 07-463-036-116. I got a message here, no name, but it says, Slambro, have great hope in Nav winning the fight, but what is his end goal? Have you got an end goal? As in terms of, I think what the listener's trying to put across is, you know, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years? You know, is it a British champion? Is it a world champion? You know, what is the end goal for you in terms of boxing-wise?
Yeah, definitely, you know, like, we'll just keep progressing. I won the British this year. I won the Commonwealth this year, even getting crack off a European. If that comes across, I want it this year. You know, I want to be in mix, and I want to be in good fights and big fights. And 100%, I'm gonna aim for the world title.
Mm-hmm.
That is my goal. You know, going all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing's gonna ever stop me. But you know, you just gotta keep your will there.
But in terms of that, though, right? The question then I put to you, right, is, you know, we're into June, right? Your fight is in July, so 3 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
You've just mentioned to him that, you know, you've got wanting to fight for British and Commonwealth. What's the realistic game, though, this year? Can that be done this year, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was mandatory for the British before I took the injury, you know, before I had the injury. I was supposed to fight for the British and... And, you know, I was capable of winning it 100%. So I took the injury, so that's a bit of a setback. So hopefully get this win and we'll be looking at British again.
That's brilliant. And is that where your management is now hoping to take you down that road?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, I've told them that I want to be in title fights and that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, we know in boxing, you know, like Sam now, who you're fighting in three weeks' time, right? He's now your mandatory challenger, right? How far are you off being the mandatory challenger for the British or the Commonwealth? Or is that irrelevant? Or is that between management itself, you know, the two different parties getting together and saying, well, you know, let's get this fight on?
Yeah, well, for the British, I think it's Liam Smith who carries that belt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's managed by the same managers that I am.
Right.
So I don't know if he's going to vacate or if he's going to have his last defence before I move on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping, you know, I don't want to hang about, really. Just like any title fights. It's only something to look forward to and, you know, gain and just build up.
That message, by the way, probably was from probably your biggest fan.
Who's that?
Is your younger brother. So it shows you, you know, even when you're not at home, you might think, because as siblings, we think, you know what?